This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mook Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mook Delivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with Mook Delivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to the Blue Monday podcast. Now, in our fifth season, looking into the exciting happenings of Ipswich Town Football Club. My name is Benjamin Bloom and you are tuned into the midweek preview show, available each and every week on video and audio. So, for a sometimes irreverent but always informative hour or more of football conversation, make your Monday midweek a Blue Monday. Midweek, ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding, Mr. David Diamond.
Ben, how are you, mate? Good to be back. I mean, it seems so long ago now. I think May was the last one I did, like after the Leeds game, I believe, probably.
Well, I think
a long summer.
I think it was good to have a break because we started to do the normal season reviews, and Jesus, we got good numbers and stuff. But people were like,
Give us a break.
Give us a break from football. New season, Dave. New intro there. I feel probably about a 4 out of 10 for that delivery, and I was reading it quite a lot. Every time, since I did that thing about Marcus Evans reading off a flip chart, every time I read off something, I get pelted, myself up for, haven't
I? You're flummoxed, aren't you? Well, you know, I think it was a similar sort of delivery to this very first show all those years ago, really.
All those
years
ago. Should we talk about that, Dave? So, fifth season, 3rd of August 2015, our first show. And, well, there's a pattern here, unfortunately. We've gone 7th, 16th, 12th, 24th. Dave, two questions. Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, one, expect to be sat here 5 years in with our brilliant listeners still here more than ever? And two, be in League One?
Well, I would have hoped we'd still be here with our brilliant listeners. You know, it seemed to gain momentum in that first season, didn't it, into the second season, then with the rest of the lads coming on last year, even more momentum. No, I didn't ever envisage seeing my team playing in League One. You know, was it 62 years, I think? So the lowest.
What do you mean, as just big picture, as an Ipswich fan, you never saw this happening?
No, that's my heart talking. Yeah, of course I saw it happening. But speaking with my head, my heart talking. But my head, yeah, I guess the writing has been on the wall for some time, hasn't it? Just a general demise and a general, what's the word? Malaise, great word, around the club, really, isn't it? Very interesting. I know we might touch on that. Very interesting interview that Stuart Watson did with Luke Chambers. Really interesting, quite enlightening, that what came out of that. And I think he summed it up that, yeah, the club was just in a general malaise. And also Lambert, as I've seen him speak this week about it as well, and said, you know, that he just couldn't believe just what state the club was. You know, not just the, I mean, talking about the finances and the deeper things, but just the general feeling around the club, I think, you know, it was low. So it's odd, isn't it? We've been relegated, but, you know, the vibe I get, and I hammer hands up, I don't do away pre-season friendlies. The vibe I get is a real at the moment, okay, season hasn't started yet, but it's a real up vibe, a real up vibe. Even more so than, I think, because it's every season in the Championship in the last three or four seasons has been pretty much Groundhog Day, hasn't it? Let's face it.
David, do you not draw some parallels with last year where we were all optimistic, but deep down, I think all of us were like, no one knows. No one knows what's going to happen. And there's a little bit of a sense of that this season, do you not think?
I think you're right. It could come because it's the unknown. For us, it is really the unknown. I mean, and I just can't. Well, can I? I mean, is it? I mean, I suppose we are. Let's face it. We are a big fish in League One. We will be because of the size of the club and the name that goes with it, associated with it. And like it or not, the history of the club. But, you know, I've seen people like I saw the Roker, the Sunderland, you know, fan site basically touting us as, well, nailed on champions.
Wow.
You know,
I'm going to be speaking to them next week, actually. So
yeah, well, absolutely.
Graham,
He's
brilliant. Absolutely.
Brilliant. Absolutely superb. So, yeah, it is really the unknown.
Dave, when we came down from the Prem all those years ago, going to Reading, and I think Nicky Forster scored a hat-trick. I think it was Tony Mowbray's one game in charge.
Okay.
And literally, you know what you were just speaking about, the whole Tim Burton, big fish type thing. I remember the guy coming on the public address system going, this could be one of our biggest scalps of the season. Jeez. Get behind the rules. And so I know exactly what you mean about that whole, you know, with British and the whole underdog thing.
And don't get me, you know, teams will like to climb, you know, they're playing the likes of, no, you know, disrespecting or dissing anybody, the likes of Rochdale, the Shrewsbury's and Accringtons and Fleetwoods and teams like that. They're going to relish coming to play at Portman Road, aren't they? Even if it's the third full. No, you know, even if it's, you know, literally half full or whatever it's going to be. Yeah, they're going to relish playing that. And you've seen teams, you know, in cup competitions, you know, the likes of Lincoln and other Stevenages and other teams I can mention over the past few seasons that will come down and really fancy playing at Portman Road. Of course they will.
There you go.
Yeah, it's just total. I mean, yeah, last season, okay, it was Championship and it was a new dawn with Hurst, but you really pretty knew what to expect, I think, to a degree. This season,
We need to preface this by, and we'll go in and we'll talk a bit about our plans, but no one on the Blue Monday pod is claiming to be a League One expert. We're all going to learn as we go and do what we've done for, this is our fifth season of it, Dave, of just say what we see and tell it how it is. This is new for all of us too on the team.
Yeah, I think from our point of view, especially your point of view, you can probably speak reasonably well about, okay, there's been two seasons now, but about Burton, but certainly you can about Bolton, if they were speaking about, bless them, and Rotherham, if they're still, I don't know, was there any latest last couple of days? I looked earlier
Bolton
in the week.
God, yeah.
I mean, it's just carnage. Apparently, they've just got like, Bolton?
Worse than Bolton now. Yeah.
Oh, Bury, well, Ryan Lowe's buggered off to Plymouth and taken six players. It's like, Bury's funny. Bury's like a Suffolk and Ipswich League manager, and you know, that used to happen. You know, managers used to leave and just tap up five or six players to go with him, you know? I mean, that's just bizarre. Well, it's not, because they're in a financial...
But, Dave, financial, I'm sure by a couple of months in, we'll have a fairly good read on all of this.
Well, we said it before, August is a crazy... We've got six games, mate. I mean, I think you'll tell a lot by the end of August. Six games in August. Not counting the Luton game.
Let's just talk about our plans on the pod in general. Obviously, we were a couple of shows a week last year, and the brilliant preview show with Richard and Harry from Bath. The plan originally was to move that into this slot on a Wednesday with Harry and Rich, but I'm sure all our listeners will know after Phil's story on TWTD that our wonderful friend Harry, who we love very, very dearly, and he wouldn't mind me saying it, got rather frazzled and overworked by the end of last season. And so Harry's taken a break. He's not writing for TWTD. He's not podding with us. And I understand, Dave, when he said to me, look, all I was doing was running my bookshop, making deadlines, preparing. And you and I know Harry behind the scenes, Dave. For Harry, preparing is not like me and you.
It's not just having a quick look on the iPad. It's intense. It's absolutely intense. I mean, some of the stuff, I mean, last season, well, it wasn't some of the stuff, it was every single match he reviewed. The amount of research and, you know, the amount of man hours that must have gone into trawling through websites and just obtaining that information, for me, is just mind-boggling, really.
We obviously, because he's our friend and some things are more important than football.
What a guy. Yeah.
We obviously said to him, you do what you need to, and whenever, pretty similar to you, Dave, you get to just do what you like on here, don't you? You have privileges.
Privileges. I think, you know, everybody, I think Harry is probably like probably a lot of the town fans, but even more so for Harry, just needs a complete recharge, doesn't he? And get, because like, you know what? You know, doing all that research and you know, the season, you know, as the season rolled on and it was going from bad to worse, that must just drain any enthusiasm you've got. That must just drain the lot.
Dave, absolutely. I got pelters for doing it, but with my championship stuff, I had the kind of carrot of going and watching Sheffield United get over the line and Villa and
blow it. Yeah, you know.
Watching Leeds blow it and all of that stuff. So I had a bit of an escape, but I do understand. So for those people worrying about it, there will be a midweek show, which in the main will be hosted by Rich. But if we need to swap over, I'll jump in, or Mikey Penty Smith will jump in. And what we've planned, what we've all sort of agreed, is there'll still be a preview vibe. It's the kind of vibe I'm laying down, Dave. Kind of beanbags, chill out vibe. You'll see what we do today, but we'll try and even up the shows so you get your normal end of weekend one around Sunday night, Monday morning, etc. And the other one we'll record on Wednesday, should be up for Thursday. So that'll be the plan. If you would like to express your thanks to Harry, send him a tweet, because I know he reads them all and I know he appreciated it. And I know he loved nothing more than being in an away concourse last year and people just coming up to him and talking football.
Yeah, certainly Reading. That's when I first met him at Reading. Incredible.
He loved it.
Great guy. Yeah.
Please, on our behalf, don't go up to him and go, when are you coming back, Harry? When are you coming back? Just give him his space this time. Dave, he'll be back.
And he has said to us on our sort of private, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind us saying, I think he said this on our WhatsApp group. I don't think perhaps on his public knowledge, but I'm sure he might mind me saying, you know, he's just looking forward, and I can totally get this, to just being a fan again.
Oh, God.
You know, and going to the match, not having to worry about, I put this in my report. You know what I mean? Just not having to worry about it, just being an absolute fan. And Harry, hopefully you'll enjoy it, mate.
So
I'm sure you'll enjoy it, but hopefully the team will give you cause to enjoy it.
So that's the plan. And please do tweet Harry and just send him your thanks and wish him well on his break. He will be back, but Rich did an amazing job last year, and there's going to be a hell of a lot of games this year, so we'll be able to go more retrospectively. And what we'll do, Dave, we'll try and not do rambling 90-minute Sunday shows. Leave some stuff to hold over.
I think so. I think that's a good idea. You need to, you know, short and sweet. You know, short and sweet. Definitely.
Dave, we were going to record this last night, but at the 11th hour, what the hell happened?
Well, I tell you, it's a bit of a family thing. So my in-laws, Teresa's mum and dad, had tickets for this Bobby Robson Save My Life play at the Regent, which is a play, is from a theatre company from Tyneside that have written this, a guy wrote this play about life and times of Bobby Robson. And I think it's playing three times at in Newcastle, I think from Saturday or maybe tonight, I'm not sure. But they thought they had to do one in Ipswich to tomorrow. And it just coincided with yesterday, which is 10 years to the day that Sir Bobby passed. Mate, it was good. It was moving. Bit of a slow burner, but by the end, it was great. So it was three people, different stories. There was a guy portraying an older guy. He would have been the older actor, who was portrayed as Bobby Robson's friend from a childhood. Then there was a girl, a younger girl, who was taken to St. James's Park by her granddad, and she had a little boy, and he got cancer. And so that was the sort of the, so there was a double edge there. There was obviously the illness and the love of Newcastle. And then there was a guy who was portrayed as being a sort of like a youth player under Bobby, who got injured and had to give up being a pro, full-time pro. And he was portrayed as being a Premier League footballer. So had the trap into the Premier League footballer, got injured, had lost everything, went bankrupt, split from his wife, and went into coaching and stuff. So it was pretty moving. Yeah, really well done. And these three guys were on stage all the time. So with
was this
the
at the
spotlight,
or the Regent, Dave?
I don't know, it's the Regent. So
did
no,
it draw
you know,
an
all
audience at the Regent?
Oh, the stall, no circle, but the stalls were pretty full. And nice. Nick Mills was there. I saw Johnny Walk was there. George Burley, another one or two people, Rosie from the football club, and one or two other people from the club. Yeah, it was really, really good, actually, really good. Yeah, really, really well done. And you know, like I say at the end, you know, obviously you've got to stand an ovation, and yeah, quite emotional, really. No, it was good. It was really, really good evening. Really good evening. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we thought when that happened that we would...
Normally
it would be Rich, Joe, Statman, Mikey, can someone come in last minute? No, we thought we'd have Dave. That's not showing in Ipswich again now?
No, just a one-off last night. And I think it's scheduled, I've got the programme somewhere, to do a three-night run in Newcastle. I think from the weekend, I think it was the first night was in it. I might have got that wrong, but yeah, it was lovely. It was in Ipswich, and like I said, it was 10 years to the day that Sir Bobby passed. So yeah, it was good. You're really
wonderful,
good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So Joe and Rich had a little look at the squad in the kind of our pre-season friendly pod, basically. Yeah. So Dave, we'll just get your little take on the squad. We'll talk a bit about Burton. We'll talk about what we think Lambert's going to do. And then our wonderful listeners have really excelled themselves.
Yeah, no, I saw the post.
Basically got everything sorted.
I saw the post bag. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do the post bag, Dave, is post bulging.
I know. Bulging. It is a bulging sack.
But bulger wheat. Bulger. No, I can't pronounce
bulger
it.
Wheat even.
Right. Bulging. Dave, I'm going to read these out and...
Go.
You come in at the end, any particular ones you want to talk about? Some you'll just want to forget about. Jonas Knudsen out to Malmo on a free. Dean Gherkin out to Colchester on a free. Ellis Harrison to Pompey, undisclosed, direct rival. Bartosz Bielkowski out for the season on loan to our friends at Millwall. Tom Adeyemi out on a free. James Collins out on a free. Grant Ward out on a free. Simon Dawkins out on the free. I'm going to completely prejudice your answer by going Bart Harrison. Any of those you want to talk about, Dave?
Well, Bart. Okay, Bart's a case in point. Bart, clearly we need to. He's the highest earner, from what we understand. I think comfortably the highest earner at the club. After,
even with the clause, the cut.
Well, I think perhaps he is after, you know, renegotiation of his contract.
I've heard the same.
Last year, I think he is. I think he is. Needed to go, and I think that's a deal that suits everybody, because if we get promoted, he's still our player. So we'll see, and you know, he'll go to, you know more than me, who have Millwall, are they Jordan Archer?
Archer's gone. Frank Fielding they got from Bristol City.
Bristol City.
Bart will be the first choice, guys.
Bart will be first choice. That's a good couple of keepers, though, isn't it? I quite like Fielding. That's quite good. So, look, that's a good move. I mean, there was talk earlier in the week of a possible swap with the Blackburn forward. Was it Nuttall from Blackburn? That was never going to happen.
Andy has poured water on that today.
That was never going to happen.
On Twitter, yeah.
Never going to happen. I haven't seen that. That was never going to happen. I know for a fact. My wife, Teresa, works at the school with Bart's kids. And they are... In fact, Katia, who I work with, who you know, her lad is in the same class as Bart's kid. And they are so happy and settled here in Ipswich. So that, for me, means probably what Millwall wouldn't constitute a... It'll probably do a commute or whatever, two or three.
Down to the old A2 round there, Dave, Dartford Bridge.
I assume Bosch. I assume that's what he'll do.
And Dave, Neil Harris will play with a low block in front of him and not ask him to kick it out from the back short, will he?
No, exactly.
So it should be a good fit, shouldn't it?
Suits him fine, yeah. And good luck to him. You know, I think he's been a great servant for us. You know, look, we've got this... Holy, who I haven't seen yet. You've obviously seen him two or three times.
We'll talk a bit about the friendlies.
Okay.
Thumbs up for me so far.
Harrison, a bit disappointed if I'm if I'm honest. Disappointed with that one.
Have sold Clark to Brighton, but they also signed John Marquis back yesterday. So I think Pompey are going for it, aren't they?
Harrison, I think Harrison had something to offer. I liked Harrison. Yeah, he picked up like everybody else. He picked up, obviously injury, missed pretty much the end of the season, didn't he? But I think Harrison had something to offer. Good target man for a small guy, good awareness, good hold up play. So I think hopefully we don't. That might be one we regret.
Thought you might say that, Dave.
Yeah, Grant Ward was an interesting one for me. I thought he may have been doing his rehab with us. I think he must still be
doing
his rehab.
Do we have a duty of care to do that?
Oh, perhaps we might get on to something about this in a little while.
That's in the Twitter questions. Keep your powder dry on that. Right. Yeah.
I think we do. Yes, he was our player. I think we do. There was links with him with Rotherham again a few weeks back.
No, nothing permanent.
I think Ward had a bit like Harrison, a bit to offer. Obviously, a very bad injury. That one surprised me a bit. I'd have maybe looked to have kept him. So those three. The others, Eddie Amy. Who knows? Who knows with Eddie Amy? Has he gone to Rotherham?
No, I think he's going to go to Sheffield United and play 48 games next season and be their player of the year.
Be their player of the year and get in the Premier League team of the year. Yeah, that would just about sum it up.
Although when McBurney goes through, then Didsey isn't playing many games. Sorry, McGoldrick. People don't like it when we use the nicknames, do we?
But... I just want to see McGoldrick play in a deep Premier League in that deep role, because I think, I'd just love to see how he copes. Not how he copes, just how it fares, So I hope he does play.
Have we already mentioned Mick and McGoldrick within 30 minutes of the first pod? It's classic stuff, isn't it? Give the people what they want, Gene Simmons says.
Are the others, big shrug, really?
Yeah, big shrug. Do you want some ins, Dave? Because we've had one today, haven't we? I've got five here for the princely sum of zero. Luke Garbutt on loan from Everton, who we thought might be a left back. But
you know, we liked him. I liked him when he was at Fulham.
He's
I think we saw him at Fulham. Okay.
James Norwood, England's top scorer, on a free from Tranmere Rovers. Thomas Holy, all 6 foot. Now, are we doing wrestling billing here? Because if he was a wrestler, we'd bill him at 7 foot. You add a bit on, don't we? From Death Valley at 7 feet, Thomas.
Will he warm up with a step ladder and throw it at the other keeper as they pass?
Anybody on the Twitter, when they get this podcast, what would Thomas Holy's wrestler... All I can think of is Thomas the Tank Holy now.
Daniel will come up with... Daniel will come up with something. He's already done it.
Will Norris has come in, presumably, to sit on the bench on loan from Wolves. And today, James Wilson... was it going to be Woody Guthrie or was it going to be James Wilson... coming in as centre half, and Dave, we preface this by saying it's going to be Chambers and Nciala. Chambers only managed to get sent off in the last game of last season.
This is one game.
Yeah, that would be one. So was it two yellows, wasn't it? Oh no, was it a?
Was
no,
it
it's one. Bed? One, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless it's
two yellows. Wouldn't
unless
it?
It's serious. No, but if it's not serious foul play or violent conduct.
Oh, okay.
One, isn't
I think he just misses a one, so he'll be back for...
So he'll be back. So basically, they needed a centre half.
Yeah, so you've seen the two. Of the two, from what you've seen, apparently Guthrie couldn't sort his feet out, apparently.
Your eye is better at spotting on a quick. I have to say, pre-season friendlies, and it was 45 minutes, and then John McGrill made eight subs, and then Neil Ardley made... eight subs. I don't want to sit here and pretend
what,
I couldn't.
What they were saying. What I did know about this Wilson, people say he could even get in Lincoln's team, but apparently he had a bad leg injury at the start of last season.
I had a bit of a dig, Dave. Bristol City, loads of loans, Oldham, Sheffield United for a fee, and then Lincoln, but a bad ankle, was it?
Then they got in Jason Shackle.
Player that level,
and
God.
Of course, he couldn't force his way back in. So a bit unknown. He's got a full cap, hasn't he, for Wales? He's a Welsh full international.
I did not know that, Dave.
One cap, apparently. There
one
you go.
Cap wonder. David one Nugent. Cap. Give the people one what they want.
David Nugent, only England player, I think, to score a goal when the ball didn't actually touch the back of the net, did it?
Lovely stuff.
Oh,
muggy markable. Goal.
Right, where are we going? Who else are we talking about?
Well, we've spoken Oli. A bit about... yeah, so Wilson's going to be in, and then I guess he's just going to have a big battle in training to try and usurp Nsiala or Chambers, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and so presumably Saturday, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I know it's Burton, but I'm not liking this. So it's Wilson and Wolfenden.
It'll be Wilson and the Wolf, yes.
Okay.
We'll talk about sure Burton in a bit, Dave.
Okay. Holy, like that unit, 6'9", what's not to like? I'm liking what I am liking, and I haven't seen him in the flesh yet.
Does this involve mugging off Frank Newell?
Yes, I'm liking Norwood's attitude. He's certainly talking the talk. Thrives on pressure like that. And you told me, I think we had a quick chat after the Colchester game. I believe we caught up, and you said that, Dave, you know, the key is get the ball to him in the box. Get the ball to him. He's an out and out goal scorer. He will score.
We gotta break up the Mick dressing room. We need a new dressing room. We need new big characters, and you see people who you think have got a bit about them, like Brett Pittman and Ellis Harrison, but you know, who apparently are, you know, a bit larger than life, off both to Pompey actually. But yeah, there's a no, point guy, where it's can't just be Skews and Chambers running the dressing room for, you know, 8 years, nine
now,
years.
I like it.
Well, 10
this
years.
Guy, this guy's what, 28, so he's experienced. He's been around the block in the lower leagues. He sees this as his big chance. But quite correctly, no disrespect to Tranmere, a much bigger club. You know, he sees this 28, you know, potential launch pad. You know, scores 20 goals.
So
lead
Dave,
one.
What I think you'll like about him, he'll definitely come into your punches above his weight in the air category. You'll like that.
Spiky.
And he's a striker who I think. You know, Caden Jackson needs really good service to score goals. I think Norwood will score a fair amount of goals with bugger all service just by hustling and, you know, running the channels and mugging off a defender. And
from what you're saying, is he an upgraded Joe Garner?
I think he might. Joe Garner's obviously played at a higher level than James Norwood has, but he might have similarities to Joe Garner and some other stuff in terms of a bit of explosive energy and finishing, obviously.
However, do you see him scoring these goals playing up front on his own?
Can we come to that?
Oh, that comes out.
Because this is going to come in my pattern of play rant that's coming in about 10
all right,
minutes.
One thing else, you make a very good point, and I read the last bit of Stuart Watson's, I think it was the third bit of the interview with Chambers, and that certainly comes out that... the club there, you know, there was just general apathy, which I guess it would be general apathy within the team. But within, you know, weeks, so I'm saying days, within weeks of Lambert coming in, that whole atmosphere had changed and people were, you know, obviously buying into it.
And Norwood is going to be a top guy. And Dave, now Bart's out the door, must be in the top three earners there as well.
Oh,
Norwood straight away giving us a free transfer as well. Luke Garbutt, Dave, I'm gonna give it a diamondism here. So far, neat and tidy. I prefer him when he joins in, comes inside, as opposed to goes down the line.
So
on
he's
the
been
outside.
Playing what, just wide left midfield, wide left.
Left of a 4-2-3-1. I don't think he was on the pitch when they did the 4-4-2 against Colchester. I don't remember if he'd already been subbed, forgive me.
Are we going to touch on the side now for Saturday or not?
Let's move on, otherwise we'll try and give our thoughts here, Dave. So we say familiar opponents, but only four games in history. So October 2016, 2-0 Chambers and Sears. By the way, I can't hold a candle to Harry's prep. I've just been on for 5 minutes and had a look. April 2017.
Who was the Burton left back that day?
No idea.
Sorry, go on.
April 2017. That was that Easter period where we beat Burton and beat Newcastle.
Kenlock scored.
Kenlock
Friday,
careered
Eve.
Down the pitch and set Sears up, basically. So it's a Varney own goal, Sears, and then Aiken scored a penalty. And Dave, if you wanted to sum up Mix last season at Ipswich, the two games against Burton are it, because the first one is where he got all cross with everyone and put Selina on, and then Selina scored the free kick. You're even biting your fist when I say it. And then going into the last local derby there, where Closer scored right at the end, the game before is that turgid 0-0 draw where the most exciting thing was Muzzy Carroll coming on and trying to score from 30 yards.
The most exciting thing for me of that game was that the game. Which season did they have that Davenport playing for them?
Yeah, that was.
That was worth going to that game just to see.
He was one of the best midfield.
I think he was injured, Ben. I think he must have been injured. Yeah. One of the best midfield performances I saw that season. Outstanding. Anyway,
Dave, this is the bit where we as Ipswich fans have to stop being scared and think. Burton finished ninth in League One last year, 10 points off the playoffs, 13 off relegation. The last team they put out, Brad Collins in goal, he was on loan. They've got O'Hara in from Man United now. Ben Fox, he was cover. John Brayford, who seems to have been there forever. Kieran Wallace, Colin Daniel. Jamie Allen has gone to Coventry. Stephen Quinn's been around forever. Scott Fraser. Marcus Harness is another one who's gone to Pompey. They're kind of number 10. Yeah. Liam Boyce, Lucas Aikins, who's been there forever. Yeah. Also, Kyle McFadzean, who's at MK, he's gone off to Cov,
hasn't he?
Yeah, as well. So there's a few in. Javan Anderson, 19-year-old. Jonjo O'Toole, who's been around forever.
Colchester, Northampton.
Richard Nartley on loan from Chelsea. As soon as it says Chelsea or Man City, I assume they're good. Ryan Edwards, this is an interesting one. Undisclosed from Hearts, possibly a replacement for Harness. But Dave, when you start to look at this, they finished ninth in League One and three of their decent players have gone. They've spent zero money.
I would say of that team, I assume they'll have the big lump at the back on Saturday. Jake Buxton is still there, isn't he?
I assume so. I don't know.
I do like the front two are always a threat there. Aikins has
done all the divisions with them as well, hasn't he?
I think so. And Boyce, a goal scorer. Boyce, I think, might have even got like 15 goals last season in a mid-ish table side. Half decent player, Irish, but signed from Scotland, didn't he? I just worry. I don't know. Look, we know Brayford. I don't know anything about the rest of the team. Obviously, I know about Aikins and I know about Boyce, and I just worried about those front two potentially against our new twin pair of Wolfenden and potentially Wilson. That's my only concern. If I've got a concern, that's my concern. But look. They should, and I think Chambers said this in his interview today, which is very good, which I've been banging on about for ages. The interview that was released today. Let them worry about us. They must then look at our team and thought, shit, hang on, what we got? Look what we've got. We've got Norwood. Christ, yeah, he scored a few goals. Surely they've got to look at our team. And we haven't had that. Certainly under Mick, I always got the impression under Mick, certainly away, and you've said this more than once, it was a case of, right, let's stop them. But I think, now I think we hopefully under Lambert will be much more good or bad. We'll be much more on the front foot, on the offensive.
Okay, so that then brings us to the Ipswich team. And we had many conversations the back end of last season, Dave, hearing about a three-month pre-season and what's happening and let's get the pattern of play and the formation and the personnel organised, nailed down for the first game. So I was at the pre-season friendlies, the three in England. Didn't go to Germany, no thanks. And I saw basically 4-2-3-1 for most of it. I also saw a 4-4, basically a 4-4-2 in the second half at Colchester when a few goals went in as well, so I think people will
play it all. Well, how, Ben, what was
pounce
the,
on that?
What was the 4-4-2? Can you remember?
I don't. It was Jackson and Norwood
up top.
I have to say, once that splurge of goals went in, do you know Jordan Roberts was playing down one side?
Because he was
playing
great,
down the left.
Ken Lott,
if you check out my review,
Sorry, Ben, go on anyway.
Look, we know football's cyclical, and we know no one system beats another system every time. It's all down to what you do and the pattern
and
of
what
play.
And what you've got.
We know that 4-4-2 was Mick's favourite, is defensively strong, but even at Accrington, you can, even at a low level, get outnumbered in centre mid. And I may be patronising to League One, but what I saw at Accrington was push up everybody, goal kicks, 15 metres squished in, loads of midfielders and carnage.
Playing off key, wasn't it?
Billy Key, wasn't it? Can get swamped in there. We know Lambert's done the 4-3-3, which relies heavily on fullbacks, which we're not sure about getting, shuttling up and helping out. Relies basically on one midfielder and the two wide players all the time to support the front guy. Else there's no one up there. And again, the 4-2-3-1 really relies on fullbacks. You get your whips from the fullbacks. The wide guys tuck in.
To me, Ben, he doesn't. This is the worrying thing for me. He doesn't really know his fullbacks are, does he? Yet.
Well, yeah. And I constantly argue with you about two up front and 4-4-2. And every time you can come back at me and say, yeah, but Ben, if we don't have good fullbacks, what's the point in 4-3-3? They won't come forward. We'll slip back. It'll be 4-5-1. 4-2-3-1. If you don't have fullbacks coming forward, again, it becomes 4-5-1 and no one gets up. So at the moment, I feel I can't win the argument with you until we have nailed down fullbacks.
So who do you see? I mean, he's come out and said this week, I've seen somewhere, that he sees potentially Danasian as a centre-half.
Yeah, that's an old quote as well, isn't it? I don't know if he said it again
so surely
this week.
But, Ben, going into Saturday, I mean, can we get to the team now?
Yeah, let's get to the team.
Can I just flag my... No, go.
I'll put my flag in the ground. I want him to play 4-2-3-1, but I accept that it will not work, one, if the fullbacks don't get up ahead of the double pivot, and two, it just does not work if one or both of the two centre midfielders are not playing balls into the three off the front. If you've got Cole Skews pinging it 3 yards right and left, or Flynn Downs sitting still and no fullbacks forward, then I totally succumb to your argument. Just bloody play 4-4-2, go low block and keep two guys forward. That's where I am with it.
Well, let's see. Go on. Let's go.
Okay, so Holly in goal. 100%.
Holly will be in goal.
Yeah.
So let's go left back. Kenlock.
Kenlock's not been around the past two games, but the only other option is Bailey Clements. So I don't know if that was Lambert.
Not Garbutt.
Garbutt's an option, but Garbutt hasn't touched left back in pre-season.
Okay. So we saw him play for Fulham. I thought he was a great player. I know it was like two or three seasons ago.
You know more about him.
He's coming off the back of a 5-year contract he got at Everton. So he was so highly rated.
Really?
I mean, I know as a kid. I mean, yeah, 5 years. He's just in the last year of a 5-year contract.
I just don't see him touching left back. And I will say, my rants about fullbacks being important in 4-3-3s and 4-2-3-1, I think Kenlock can do what's required.
Oh, Kenlock gets forward well.
If he can get the run.
So we're saying Saturday right back, we're saying Danasian? Well, here's your options, Dave. Emmanuel hasn't had a look in, has he?
Emmanuel played 45... Ah, oh, Dave. He played 45 minutes against Notts County and he was at fault for the goal. You know who's played right back for 90 minutes?
Cole Skews. And?
Well, he sits there. He does nothing wrong. You're not going to get him piling up the line.
I've got to say, Cole Skews, defensively, probably one of the greatest games I saw him having an Ipswich shirt was a Sheffield United away last year. Defensively.
Stop it.
When he played centre-back.
Look, I think it's going to be Danasian.
Honestly,
Skews might be ahead of Emmanuel.
Skews played a lot of games at right-back for Bristol City before he came here.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Played a lot of football at right-back. Definitely did. Someone's going to call me out on that, but I'm absolutely convinced. When I say a lot of football, he is no stranger in his career, Cole Skews, to playing fullback.
But Cole Skews is not your man for getting up past the two midfielders and making it compress.
That's a very good point. Okay,
and,
so let's
and
say,
then
so
I have to concede to you that no one will support the forward if that happens.
No. So here we've got Holy. We're saying Dinesian. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I
see get Penlock.
We are looking at Wolfenden and Wilson.
100%.
Now he's potentially signed. Okay. Midfield. Go with four. Just say four. Just indulge me and go 4-4-2. So midfield then. Judge fit or not?
Oh, Judge 100%. But we need to. Judge doesn't fit in a 4-4-2 because you have to put him out.
Yeah, okay.
You either have to do the diamond thing, which I hate with a passion.
Let me throw someone else out. Emir Hughes to start. How's he looked? I mean, he's got time under his. He's got time on the grass, as the great man used to say. That's what Sir Bobby. Bob, so, do you know Bobby Robson's first book was called Time on the Grass?
Can I say,
that's got a whole other meaning for Ben when he was in the bank.
In a two, I didn't like Skews and Hughes. I liked Downs and one or other of the other two.
All right.
But now, this is very different whether that's in a four or in a 4-2-3-1. I'll change my mind there. This is where this should be sorted out, frankly. If it's a 4-4-2, it has to be Garbutt down the left-hand side and then probably Judge down the right-hand side. But
Skews and Downs.
And then that leaves Dizel out as well.
Oh, Christ.
And the one player in that Ipswich squad who can deliver the ball from a double pivot into free off the front is Andre Dizel, but he has not played as a deep line playmaker in any of the preseason friendlies.
Keep us guessing, man. It's going to keep us guessing. Now, going back to last week, again, this come up in the questions. Flynn Downs at Notts County.
At Cambridge,
not Notts County. Flynn Downs at Cambridge. You were there, yeah?
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
He just lost his rag. Rage. Yeah,
lost his rag.
Complete
now,
rage.
Right. Yeah. So from my point of view, and I saw Jules Hughes having a
good take.
Yeah, no, a different. Yeah, he does, and he did. I think a difference of opinion with not a different. It wasn't a difference of opinion with R. Rich. Actually, it was quite an interesting Twitter exchange, and Jules sort of said. Jules said, no, you know, I don't think Jules is actually condoning it, but he was saying, and I've said this before, we have been such a soft touch over the past few seasons, such a soft touch. He doesn't mind that. And Rich's take on it was, yeah, okay, take your point, and we have, but yeah, what's the point in that if he's just going to pick up suspension after suspension? So as long as that aggression, which I love, is controlled, then I'm all for that because we have been a soft touch and so easy to roll over. So easy.
2 points on that, Dave. One, he's playing for a manager that went to Norwich, got himself sent off and was quoted, I'm not having them pushing us around. We need to be tougher.
That's the mantra.
But
yeah,
two,
point.
I constantly hear annoying Robbie Savage going, I was brilliant because I got 95 yellow cards and only one red card. I knew how to not get sent off.
Got to learn that art. That will come with experience. I like Downs. Apparently Downs was, I know it's only Cambridge, Downs has been pretty much one of the standout players in pre-season.
Yeah, he definitely has.
He was great. I know it's the end of season game, but he scored the goal against Leeds. He was fantastic against Leeds.
And Dave, he's our most League One ready young player, for sure.
Absolutely. He could flourish. Absolutely flourish this season. And I think he's just, no disrespect to Luke Hyam. I've seen several people on social media compare him to him. I think he's a slight upgrade on, you know, don't get me wrong, Luke was very committed.
Big
very
upgrade
committed
on Luke Hyam.
Well, look, okay, yeah. Yeah, he's certainly upgrading Luke Hyam. So that'll be interesting. And I just hope he goes with a front two, for Christ's sake. Please.
I'm going to keep up my mantra of if the pattern of play is right in a 4-2-3-1, that's way more attacking than a 4-4-2 because you get more people.
Yeah, it's a good point.
If it's done properly. But Dave, if the pattern of play is not right and we can't move the ball round and we can't rotate, then I actually agree with you. Just be solid and have a goal scorer. But I just don't think that two forwards is always more attacking than one. If one forward is done well, and this is the thing, the devil's in the detail. If the football's good and the pattern of play's good, it frankly doesn't matter. You know, we've seen teams win the World Cup with no forwards and best team in the world. So
Harry, our dear friend Harry, his real big mantra on the pod was partnerships, you know, partnerships within the team. Now, Jackson and Norwood took me through that. Can you see a sort of potentially flourishing partnership there?
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly. Yeah.
I mean, Jackson's got pace, hasn't he? He's got pace to burn, hasn't he?
Yeah. It was one of those things in pre-season, though. He scored two against Colchester, and then against Notts County, he missed one clear chance, calm, scored one. Didn't have a good game against Cambridge, where he had a couple of good chances.
To be fair, that sounded shite, that game, anyway. But
wasn't great.
Yeah.
Wasn't great. No. Yeah. So, okay. My argument is, if you want a long-term good team and you're building a good pattern of play, my argument is that you play 4-2-3-1 and you build it around Judge, in that three off the front. I think the 4-2-3-1 suits more players than the 4-4-2. But if we can't get this passing right and we can't get our fullbacks forward, then yeah, get two
Here's
up front.
Thing.
Be
Here's
tight
the thing.
And do
Here's
that.
The thing, Ben. Here's the thing. Here's the thing to throw at you. Do you think it'd have been more inclined to play, to go with a two up had Elliot signed?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Whether you need a VPN to protect your world online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsey, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across six different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Elliot?
From Millwall.
Ooh. What, and just been quite direct?
Yeah. Well, surely, what's the point?
Think that would be a 4-3-1-2, where you'd screen the back four, you'd stick Judge behind both of them.
Yeah.
Possibly.
In that sense.
It just depends whether you're going to try and football your way out of League One or you're going to try and be tight and score goals. If you're going to try and be tight and nick goals, then 4-4-2 frankly might be better.
You're going to have to strike that balance, aren't you? I'm sure League One, although look at the players we've got, for Christ's sake, you know, the potential quality there. I'm sure League One, you won't get out just by playing pretty football. You won't.
No.
You just won't.
So I don't know. I don't know the answer. Interesting. Here's what I want to see. But this all depends on them being able to get fullbacks up the pitch, move the ball from the two to the three. This is what I want to see, which would be Holy,
and
Danasian, Kenlock,
yeah,
Chambers and Ciala. The dream is Downs and Dizel is the double pivot.
Which we had against Lee.
No, Dizel never came back.
Different, did he? We certainly was advanced. He scored, didn't he?
Oh, no, against Leeds. Sorry, yeah, you might be right against Leeds. Or Dizel could be fantastic on the right side forward position, inverted, coming
in.
Which
he did play against Leeds, certainly first half.
Well, that's where he scored from, wasn't it? And then you three off
the
front, Judge, Garbutt, Dizel,
a lot of quality. You know, when you look at that side,
Edwards, Danny Rowe.
Look, he's like Danny. Oh my God, I forgot about Danny. Right, how's he looked?
And the absolute nuisance. Yeah.
Oh man. Just pace. Joe Fares summed it up. Always sums up Roe quite well for me. Joe, who's got an eye on Spec Joe, always says that whenever Roe comes on, something seems to evolve around him. Something seems to happen. Like Roe, with mate, there's a squad. But again, pre-season, let's look again. Fucking hell, Ben. Injuries again. Bishop.
Oh, stop it. Yeah.
God. Enciala.
Nydam.
Nydam. Oh, my God. Oh, you were there, weren't you? Was
yeah, just a 50-50 block tackle, yeah.
No, there's nothing in it, I heard. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So.
Because that was an interest, because Nydam, he was playing him left back.
Yeah. He obviously is trying to find a solution at left back, and obviously we know Nydam's nicely left footed and comfortable.
Oh, and I'm sorry, and also what came out this week again, I think Joe posted this that Lancaster apparently has got a reaction to his stress fracture in his back.
That's another one that suits either a 4-3-3 or a 4-2-3-1. We've got a lot of players who could be the difference, Dave. Gwion Edwards, Jack Lancaster, Andre Dizel, Alan Judge in that row of three off the front.
John Nolan, forgotten even to mention
him. Completely forgotten him, yeah.
So Nolan hasn't figured in pre-season.
No.
Edwards hasn't figured in pre-season.
No.
Honestly, it's just certain areas, you look at the defence and you think, yeah, okay, as a central defence, we're a bit short. But you sort of look at the rest of the squad and you think, if they're ever all
Dave,
fit, Christ almighty.
I just think for your 4-4-2... it'll end up like a Mick 4-4-2. We don't have the wide players to play a 4-4-2, and it'll be a Mick 4-4-2.
Well, you need Edwards, don't play again for Edwards.
Edwards
then.
Can't play 4-4-2. He exposes the fullback every time.
Yeah, good point.
He doesn't defend.
Yeah, good point.
He needs to
be further up with help. Will be revealed. We better get on the post bag, mate. Are we going to be until...
Yeah,
till
sorry, that's just
bloody...
my rant. Good. Also, someone will tweet us and say, why do you need to play the same formation every game, every season? So, it could be that at home... and.
Horses for courses.
Yeah, at home.
4-3-3.
At home, 4-4-2. Push it. Dominate and just get men up the pitch. Right, let's have a look at some of these then, Dave.
Go on.
Andy Gray, not that one. We're only days away from the new season. Our centre-back options are very limited. Lambert clearly doesn't like our right-back options. We've had months to get this plan. Why haven't we sorted it out, Dave?
Well, I think we've almost covered that, haven't we? I think it hasn't really been sorted out. Why, I don't really know. Obviously funds haven't been, we're aware that funds really haven't been at his disposal, and I guess the right player hasn't really come up. Clearly it concerns, I always hope that Emmanuel will come back from his spell at Rotherham, having had a really, let's face it, a positive season there, and really kick on, but he just hasn't, and I don't know why. He's got all the attributes. He's got the attributes to be a bloody centre half. I mean, look at his physique and everything. But is it? He just switches off, doesn't he? Is that what it is? He just lacks concentration. Just lacks that. I don't know. Smartness. I'm not sure what it is. And again, you hear him talk, and he comes over quite, as an intelligent guy, quite an eloquent guy. But I don't know. What is it?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Let's keep this moving, Dave. Troy, who's very entertaining on Twitter. Who do you reckon will sign centre-back wise before Saturday? Well, that's been answered today, Troy. James Wilson.
Someone, I think, again, Jules put forward, why do we never revisit that Curtis Tilt from Blackpool, who I think is about or has just signed an extended contract with Blackpool. So hasn't
gone
anywhere.
Because it would cost a fee, probably.
That's probably why.
Justin. Imagine your ITFC, Justin Crane. Imagine your ITFC manager and new owners decide you have to release four of our unavailable players. Chambers, Toto, Nolan, Lancaster, Teddy, Tristan, Freddie, Flynn, and Ben Morris. Who goes? You decide. That's a Big Brother quote, that, isn't it? God, you keep the ones with the highest resale value, don't you? Should be Ted Bishop, shouldn't it? But. Can he stay fit? Probably, sadly, Ben Morris because of his long injury. Not
probably
Flynn.
Ben Morris.
Possibly not... Freddie, but he's just signed a new contract.
But he's just signed, today or yesterday. New tier deal. Is it Chambo? Do you put Chambo out to grass, do you?
Can't, can you, after everything he's done?
Not really.
ITFC Blues with lots of S's. Do you think that overall we've had a successful summer? I think in terms of it not being particularly, but we don't know. It could transpire that the squad
could have had a brilliant summer.
Yeah, we could have had a brilliant summer working on whatever they've been working on. Yeah, we don't know. Gary, at UPOP3, out of Ben and Dave, which one is Wallace and which one is Gromit? Jeez. So that's the owner and the dog.
Yeah, so the owner is Wallace and Gromit is the dog. Do you like cheese?
I like cheese when it's cooked. That sounds weird, doesn't it?
Oh, no, I like all sorts of cheese. So I'll have to be Wallace then and you'd be Gromit, I guess. And you've got like the sort of coat to be Gromit.
Puppy dog hair.
Yeah.
Aaron, who do you think will win each division? Prem to League Two? Dave, Man I don't know City. Anything about the Prem. Okay, Man City, who's going to win the champ?
Cardiff by about 20 points.
League One, Pompey.
Pompey or Sunderland, sorry.
League Two.
Sunny knows in it. Who's in it?
If Lambert... Oh,
who's in League Two? Who got ready? Did Plymouth...
I don't know.
Cole Yu. Yeah, I know there they're in go. It. Cole Yu, there you go.
And Frank Noble. Average FIFA dad. If Lambert only makes one more signing between now and the window closing, which area of the pitch do you both think it's most vital to be? Are we centre-back in that?
Well, we're centre-back in it if that came before the signing. If you're asking me now, full-back.
For what, right-back, yeah?
Yeah. Tacking right-back.
Dylan.
In the mode of Kyle Walker.
Am I the only person who feels Judge isn't as good as he's been made to be?
I saw this.
Just seems to get in others' way and no end product.
Can I
have a little chip in on this one?
Go on, Ben.
When Judge came on against Cambridge, for the rest of pre-season, our midfield had no rotation whatsoever. And I know if you take it as a negative, Judge wandering around, if you take that as a positive, the second Judge came on, those players started moving and rotating and finding different spaces because they had to. Because Alan Judge would run into Luke
plays
Garbutt,
in their space.
Because he moves into their space. Actually think if you do that well, like Norwich did last season, and the three rotate and they move.
What player would you compare to Alan Judge? What player are you talking about there particularly?
I'm talking about players rotating, moving positions.
Oh, rotation.
Hard to pick up. So what I'm saying is I agree. Well, it depends what you think end product is now as well. Because if you saw my pod with Blades Analytic, he values
not
key passes higher than assist.
Necessarily goals and assists. I mean, he'll be judged on obviously goals.
Let's face it, Alan Judge, excuse the pun.
Potentially should have the season if he stays fit, if he stays with us the full season and we have a reasonably good season, he'll be in surely in the League One team of the year. Surely he's a standout.
He needs to deliver now though, doesn't he?
He does need to deliver.
Good to see he's fit
and yeah, I'm
seeing
he'll start.
Please see if you agree with me about, look, if everybody else just holds their position and stands still and he runs round, yeah, it looks stupid. But if people rotate with him, that will be impossible to defend against if it's done well.
But the point, who was it who made the point? Who was it who asked the question? Dylan, the point Dylan makes is a good one. And you just said, now is the time he has got to stand up for all his rotation, for all
stand
his...
Stand and no deliver. Doubt, no money doubt, or your life. Hi.
I think it's 1981.
Jump through a window.
That's it. Diana Dawes was in that video. Diana Dawes, old sort of movie.
We just pay quick tribute to Ipswich guitarist Tom Edwards, who died maybe 2 years ago. No age, not much older than me. Was Adamant's...
No way.
He was his MD, yeah.
What do you mean? His manager?
No, he was MD on the stage. He was guitar. He was in charge of the band.
Stage director?
Great musician.
Bloody hell. Yeah, you knew him. Obviously,
you knew him from Ipswich. Yeah, yeah, great guy.
Tom. What was I going to say? Yes, now is the time. It's quite right. Judge, stand up, stand and deliver. Goals, assists, key passes, defending, everything.
Paul.
Superman.
Blue, WEEINITFC. I can't do it. Are we overdoing the panicking? Are we our defence? Considering we don't have fullbacks. Considering we have fullbacks with league experience, Chambers is only out for one match and Toto's back in September. He's saying that once it's settled, if you have Danasian, Kenlock, Chambers and Nsiala, well, we'll actually be fine and we just have to ride out August.
Yeah, but again, September, you're talking six, seven games in. You know, it's fair. A good choice. I mean, that's, yeah, you're talking a big while. Enciala's, of all the injuries, and, you know, Enciala, oh, you're Bishop. Okay, well, Bishop, you're almost taken as a given, but Enciala was a real, real blow for me.
He looked like Alan Hansen against Accrington. Yeah. He's like, this is my hood, yeah?
Yeah, like, no, exactly. Yeah. That's the one that got me, and you think, Christ almighty, but there you go.
Portman Tales. In a combined 11 between the two teams, do any Burton players make the cut? Even with our lack of centre-back, I still wouldn't take Jake Buxton.
Oh, I'd big Jake Buxton up, didn't I? Yeah, I quite like the big forward, I must admit. I quite like Aikens. Boyce, probably like for like Norwood. But yeah, I quite like Aikens. I don't really... And, well, if we're talking full-backs, but whether he'd fit in getting up and down...
Brayford.
Obviously, that Brayford, very, very experienced. Yeah. Very experienced, yeah.
Mark says, welcome back. Bookies have us for promotion finishing runners up. Could we have the Blue Monday presenters' predictions before the league starts? Obviously, just for fun, we won't hold it to you. 4-8 from me.
Yeah, I was about to say 6th. Yeah, I'm with you, and I'm not just agreeing with you. Yeah, that's where I am. Yeah,
it's a good take on this, Dave. This is Will. What will our system be on Boxing Day? 4-2-3-1, 4-4-2, or 4-4-2 Diamond?
Well, when we're 12 points clear by Boxing Day, I mean, we don't want to worry about systems, mate.
Your horrible argument has convinced me now that we're just going to chuck it in, shithouse it, and play 4-4-2, screw the football, get the pacey guy up front. And...
Ben, I think that'd be more the way. I still think that might be more the way had we signed Elliot. Although, Ken, you said, yeah, that would have been more of a, yeah, whatever you said, 3-2-1, I think. But, I don't know. It's such this season more than, obviously, it's an unknown. It's going to be intriguing, I think. God knows. God knows.
Dave asked for predictions. Dave Gort, we've done that. Jack asked, which trialist do you think will sign? I can say with great certainty it will be James Wilson.
James Wilson.
Was there any need to sign Norris, given that we already have two backup goalkeepers to Holy?
Now, that's a strange one, because we got Holy. Then we signed, that was a first signing, wasn't it? The Polish.
Oh, God, yeah.
The
My answer to that is always, it depends how much we're paying Norris. If it's a good deal, then bring him in, you know. But yeah,
I assume Harry Wright will be shipped out on loan somewhere.
So.
I assume, yeah,
with a nice
yeah.
clause back. FPL Tractor, could you please discuss the independent story on the medical team, please? Tread carefully with this one, Dave. So this story ran and spoke about the duty of care towards the mental health of an unnamed youth player whose back injury was misdiagnosed. And the startling accusation was, oh, when you come in, you don't get to see the physio. He's too busy with the first team guys. You have to wait around for a couple of hours.
That was right. I think of more concern to me was that what I read about this. I did a bit of digging on this story. The poor young lad, it was a pre-existing back condition. So he had a sort of suspect back when he was taken on presumably as a scholar or whatever he was. I think he was an academy scholar. Is that right? I think he was.
Pass. You sounds like you know more about it than I do.
No. I think I've just done a little bit of digging. From what I understand, I think I'm sure I read this. And again, shoot me down if I'm wrong out there. I think it was a pre-existing condition.
Dave, is this more fuel to the fire that our medical department is not fit for purpose?
Well, when I say not fit for purpose, but yeah, certainly there's some. You spoke about Grant Warden, duty of care. Yeah, that should go right through the club from first team to bloody under 10s or
although
whatever.
Although we should say, I was at all three of these games. Sears, Leitner, completely innocuous. Freeman and Ward, completely innocuous.
Yeah,
Nydam and the Notts County right back.
I think people realize that you can't do anything about broken bones and impact injuries, you call that. But it's just the strains, you know, like Enciala. Again, is Enciala hammy, is it? I don't know. Is it hamstring with Enciala? I don't bloody know. You know, it's these recurring muscle injuries that is a concern. But really, do we get any more than any other club? Well, I don't know.
Fair. We'll just do a few more of these, Dave, because we spoke about not waffling on the pods, and away we go on the first one. Dommy Boy 79, do you think Will Keane will come into the frame in terms of centre forward?
No. I'd like to see him. I thought he was quality, Will Keane, and I'm sure he'd be great at League One, but I don't think we could afford his wage.
Lee at Ginger Eagle, are we beginning the new campaign with genuine optimism or cautious pessimism? Go on, Dave. Bit of both. Go on.
I'm going to say cautious optimism.
Matthew Noble says, nice. With Lambert going full Pulis in pre-season, we're not talking about throw-ins, we're talking about his attire. Yeah. If you were a football manager, which current manager's look would you copy? He says Paul Tisdale's.
Pep Guardiola. Cool dude, isn't he? What a dude. Oh, are we talking football league manager? No,
there was a picture of Scott Parker in like jeans and a shirt the other day that looked quite Brent.
Oh, did it really?
So were his jeans
quite pulled up high waist above his waistline, and did he have like Cuban heels on?
Don't see a heel like that very often. Ollie Allen, do you reckon Bart's recent interview about joining Millwall and his social media post suggests he isn't planning on returning? Can I just chime in on this with my BTEC body language skills?
Go on, mate.
He looked away and his blink rate increased and his eyes shifted greatly when he was saying, oh, I've been trying to push this through for ages. So I think he was just saying what players say when
had to go. I mean, I think he was the sacrificial lamb for a season, let's say.
Mullet, welcome back. Another season of concentrate questions from...
Another season of mulletisms.
Mulletization. And do you know what you have to do with a mullet question, Dave? You have to mullet over.
Hey,
you just stop there. I've won the pod.
Just stop there. You have.
Can we accept a poor start due to our weakened defence rather than signing a defender for the sake of it? Good question.
Can we say a poor start?
You don't accept a poor start for any reason, do
no,
you?
No, I don't accept no poor start. In fact, I've done a bit of a prediction for the first six games. Does that come out at all soon or not?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I see. I've counted up, so six games, Bolton away, Sunderland home.
It's come up 15 points.
Now, Burton away, Sunderland home, Peterborough away, Wimbledon home, Bolton away, Shrewsbury home, 18. Ben? You? No, I've gone for. Oh, it would be a good start, and it would be a start akin.
12?
Akin. I've actually gone 13. Have I gone
mad? Wow! That's over 2 points per game.
I've gone for a win at Burton. Is that a bit.
I've
gone for a draw at home to Sunderland. I've gone for a defeat away to Peterborough. I think Peterborough might be quite good, and especially good in their own patch. I've gone for, we'll beat Wimbledon. I've gone for, Christ, I think bloody academy side should be Bolton away. And I've got 3 points at Shrewsbury home. So after those first three fixtures, which I see are potentially first one up, always away, quite tricky. But then you've got, get Sunderland, Peterborough out of the way, Wimbledon home, Bolton away, Shrewsbury home. There's 9 points there, surely.
There you
Ben.
Go. So 13. Extrapolate that out, Dave. 13. That's about 96 points you're predicting. Yeah. And only about 8 defeats all season. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Super Franz. Have we signed enough this summer? Should we anticipate more signings before the deadline?
Have we signed enough this summer?
We need to organise the ones we bloody well got, don't we, Dave?
We will. We absolutely will. As we said. So, as this guy, is it confirmed? Do we know? Has this Wilson actually put pen to paper?
No, but Andy and Stu were pretty, like,
bullish.
They knew it was happening.
Bullish.
Yeah. So
they're usually on it, aren't they?
They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Benjamin Urier. How would you compare this ITFC squad to championship teams in the past who have been relegated? He's talking about the big ones, like when Leeds and Norwich and whatnot went down. Because they all tended to come down with massively bloated squads.
which we certainly haven't got. And massively bloated players. I refer to Grant Holt, actually.
There you go.
It was very useful in League One and very useful in the championship when they came back up as well. So, yeah.
If you could have, this is Harry Butcher, if you could have done one thing differently this summer transfer window, then what would it be? You've answered it earlier. You wouldn't have sold Harrison, would you?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Nah.
I think he was worth keeping. But again, wage, I suppose, I don't know.
Super Friends, we've done one from him. Jules, surprised we haven't bought Tilton, you've mentioned that. James Gulk, why are Burton being so cruel? Called up to get tickets and my postcode was labelled restricted. He lives in Stratford upon Avon. They wouldn't let him buy a ticket. To be fair, Burton only holds about 5,000, doesn't it? So
Stratford upon Avon, massive. Yeah.
Sorry, streets
of Stratford. No, I don't know about that.
Get in there.
Someone forwarded actually me a question with regard to Aaron, Stats' favourite player, Dave, when are they going to bring on effing Drinnen? He hasn't been seen. Has he been seen at all? Have you seen him at all pre-season?
Dave, I don't think I've ever seen him in my life, and I've been to most Ipswich games.
Well, you must have seen him warming up and down the touchline at Bristol City the season before last.
I was probably writing something on a notebook.
You probably were, to be fair. Or with the likes of him. I mean, he's like Barry Carter still hanging around the squad, but again, been banished. Him and Drinnen, the pair of them appear to have been banished. Nowhere Drinnen. Near.
Simon and Portman Gins, do you expect a late flurry of signings now Bart's wages are off the book? One word answer?
No.
Jax Larder, what will we be celebrating on Monday? A clean sheet, a win, or will it be all doom and gloom? Probably all three now in Ipswich. We'll win, we'll keep a clean sheet, and it will still be doom and gloom, yeah?
Well, I'm not going to dwell on what might happen as, clean sheet. What could be the worst? Win, clean sheet.
Another injury. You know
that's
stop it.
Stop it.
We're not even going to say it. MJ, even with a far superior budget, Sunderland didn't get promoted. Sunderland signed Will Grigg in January for £4 million and were on year two parachute money.
And they've still got Aiden
given McGee. Our current rebuild and injury list, is it unrealistic to expect promotion? Could a season of attractive football and pragmatic results, we've spoken about that, haven't we, ending with a solid foundation and saleable players be enough? Would you accept, Dave, 8th place, winning more than you're losing, the squad getting organised, and Dazel having a really good season? And
yes, do you know what? I think I would. I honestly think I would. Yes, because again, that would at least get some semblance of winning mentality back around the squad. Yeah, I would take that. What you said, 8th, you said 4-8, as we said, 4-8. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's just a bit of a lame prediction. You know, like a World Cup, everyone goes, quarterfinals. Yeah, quarterfinals. You don't even think about it, do you? So I've just not put my neck on the block. Let's just apologise quickly to Scott, to Mrs. Nuts, to Luke, to Cobble.
Mrs. Nuts is usually good. What's Mrs. Nuts got to say, just quickly?
Would either of you ever consider a hair transplant? I'll let you take that one, Dave.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've checked in next week. Ben, obviously, you're going to have that hair till you're...
Oh, I'm going to cut it off when it goes grey.
Okay.
Alistair, Tim... Richard says, can David talk about Sir Bobby for a while, please? He's done it, and it's great that the movie comes out and the play comes out and the legacy lives strong.
Legend, Rich, absolutely legend. I replied to him and said, I don't need any encouragement to talk about Sir Bobby. Yeah,
and,
absolutely. We'll never see his like again.
And Dave will be talking about Sir Bobby. We'll drop this week in ICFC history just as and when Dave and Statman want to do it. We're now at the point where we've covered an awful lot of games and we're kind of running out. So they'll come in as and when, but that show
on sort of suitable anniversaries or something like that. Yeah, when there's an anniversary of a sort of interesting game, interesting week. Yeah, that'd be good.
As I said earlier in the pod, Dave has carte blanche. He does what he wants. David carte Diamond, he does what he wants.
I've got carte blanche, I think. I've got carte blanche for tea, I think.
Carte blanche, I believe, was the pseudonym used by Elton John on some song that he wrote with Bernie Taupin as well.
By the way, did you get to see, that was in the summer, did you get to see Rocket Man at all?
Rocket Man, burning out of fuse, I hear a lot. No,
sorry.
But I did see The Lion King the other day. Arsene Wenger, had a booty booty boo.
How was The Lion King?
It just made me want to watch the... I was like, this is fun. Now I want to watch the cartoon one. I should have just watched the cartoon one.
Should have watched the cartoon one. Just got it out of the way.
Classic. So, teaches kids about the circle of life. And this is the circle of a podcast, which is now ending. Dave, are you pleased to be back?
Ben, I am pleased to be back. Yeah, 4 years into our 5th season. It's a bit like me and you. I'm a bit sort of confused that there's no sort of close era behind you as it used to be in the old
Dave,
pod bunker, of course.
In my house in Bedfordshire,
yeah,
I have a filming room.
Sorry, where are you now? Where are you sitting now? In your
in
house
the
in
filming
Bedfordshire?
Room. In Bedfordshire, yeah.
That's the filming room. That's your spare room, isn't it?
I have
spare
multiple
room.
Spare rooms in my house in Bedfordshire.
I mean, hang on, this is groom tap. Sorry. There we go. Shit. Oh God, it's out there now. Is this Bloom Towers?
No, it's like about half the size of Diamond Towers. So you're not reversing that joke on me.
Ball bags. Oh, okay.
But right. I've got a lawn. Room. Out there is a lawn.
Do you mow it? Oh, I saw it. It was immaculate. Yeah. Absolutely immaculate.
I've got a lawn mower and a sprinkler. I have reached middle age. My missus has got two dogs, which we share custody of.
Right. Okay.
So...
Okay. Your missus has got two dogs, which we share. So they don't live with you all the time. Is that what you're saying? Oh, they're right. Okay, fine. So Sunday... Okay. Right.
Yeah. They're sometimes...
So when the dogs come round, do you let them shit on your grass?
No. Absolutely not.
Fine. Okay.
And if it does, it's removed quickly and not by me.
that was my point.
Is this a metaphor for the season, Dave? Will this season be a big turd on a grass? Or will it be a beautifully mowed lawn with my hose lock sprinkler resplendent in May?
Bit of both.
No, it's a diamondism to finish with.
Do you know what? I'm guardedly looking forward to this season. I don't really know why. I don't know, but hey, let's hope. So you're obviously off to Burton.
I'm off to Luton Borough.
Yes.
Then I'm off to first Burton Ipswich. Then I'm off to Bristol City Leeds, and then I'm off to Huddersfield Derby. Boom.
Well, hang on. Let me get
four
this right.
Four in four
so,
days.
So tomorrow you're doing Luton
Middlesbrough.
Which is the curtain raiser.
Yeah, curtain jerker.
Burton Town. Then Sunday.
Bristol City Leeds.
Monday.
Huddersfield Derby.
Oh, can't you tell you're on holiday? Huddersfield Derby could be an interesting interview. We can't talk championship now. It's almost no like our days in the championship.
But you can follow me on YouTube to find out all about the championship, where you're not allowed to shout at me for covering the championship as well. Because Blue Monday podcast is still here.
I have got a couple of away, reasonably early season fixtures.
You're
not
at
penciled,
Peterborough, aren't you, Dave?
No, I can't go to Peterborough. I'm winning that day. I can't. I'm at Gillingham on the 21st of September.
Gilles.
And I'm at South End, which I think is mid-October.
Oh, I'll go to that.
Over.
Look forward to that.
So cool. It should be good.
We've got to wrap up. Say something witty and maybe acerbic to finish the pod.
I haven't really got anything particularly witty or acerbic to say.
Be careful what you wish for, then.
Well, other than, mate, enjoy your football this weekend. My God, there's a football marathon. Have you ever done 4-in-4? You've never done 4-in-4 before, have you? Have you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Standard for Ben, isn't it? Standard.
Yeah.
Okay, mate. Now enjoy. And here's to 3 points on a good start on Saturday.
Boom.
It's the promotion run-in. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much-needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nugget and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.